WMFO in Medford. Normally, Birders Anonymous would be on right now. Instead, it's me. I'm Vin Magazzini, and this is Acoustic Sailing for the next 2 hours. Today is MLK Day, and we'll be treating you to the likes of Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and a lot of other great artists. I hope you listened from 3 to 4. And then from 4 to 5, I'll spotlight the Velvet Underground and Adam Sherman and all kinds of other stuff. So please join me. Call me at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-36. It's exactly 3:02. And welcome, new students and returning students at Tufts. It's great to have all the Tufts students with us. It's a great time of year, so I hope you're settling in well. Make sure you bundle up when you walk around campus. It's cold out there, and wear gloves, wear a hat, and get ready for a cold season. 855-915-9636. That is the number to call, and I'll play anything that you want to hear. Right now, we're going to start off the show with a quick PSA, and then it's onward and upward. So get ready, folks. This is WMFO Medford.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO. And here we go with the show. I hope you enjoy all the songs I play for you. This is your radio station. We're commercial free. We respond to the listeners. We respond to any of the phone calls we get. So 855-915-9636. That'll get you through to me, and I will not disappoint. You are listening to WMFO Medford.
Trouble plans to make me blue with some other guy. on the other thing that we must see about this struggle is that by and large it has been a nonviolent struggle. Let nobody make you feel that those who are engaged or who are engaging in the demonstrations in communities all across the South are resorting to violence. These are few in number. For we've come to see the power of nonviolence. We've come to see that this method is not a weak method. For it's the strong man who can stand up amid opposition, who can stand up amid violence being inflicted upon him and not retaliate with violence. You see, this method has a way of disarming the opponent. It exposes his moral defenses. It weakens his morale, and at the same time, it works on his conscience. And he just doesn't know what to do. If he doesn't beat you, wonderful. If he beats you, you develop the quiet courage of accepting blows without retaliating. If he doesn't put you in jail, wonderful. Nobody with any sense likes to go to jail. But if he puts you in jail, you go in that jail and transform it from a dungeon of shame to a haven of freedom and human dignity. Even if he tries to kill you, you develop the inner conviction that there are some things so dear, some things so precious, some things so eternally true that they are worth dying for. And I submit to you that if a man has not discovered something that he will die for, he isn't fit to live. This method has wrought wonders. As a result of the nonviolent Freedom Ride movement, segregation in public transportation has almost passed away absolutely in the South. As a result of the sit-in movement at lunch counters, more than 285 cities have now integrated their lunch counters in the South. I say to you, there's power in this method.
From Nonviolent Approach, it's from the Great March to Freedom, Reverend Martin Luther King Speaks, Detroit, June 23rd, 1963. Martin Luther King was only 39 when he passed away, when he was shot. It's unbelievable that he achieved so much in just 39 years. This is WMFO in Medford, onward with the music.
You're all I need to get by. You're all
like sweet morning dew. I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you.
Come on, darling.
And inspire you.
if you want to help us in Alabama, Mississippi, and all the South, do all that you can to get rid of the problem here. Then we also need your support in order to get the civil rights bill that the president is offering passed. And that's a reality. Let's not fool ourselves. This bill isn't going to get through if we don't put some work in it and some determined pressure. And this is why I've said that in order to get this bill through, we've got to rouse the conscience of the nation. And we ought to march to Washington more than 100,000 in order to say. In order to say that we are determined, and in order to engage in a nonviolent protest to keep this issue before the conscience of the nation. And if we will do this, we will be able to bring that new day of freedom into being. If we will do this, we will be able to make the American dream a reality. And I do not want to give you the impression that it's going to be easy. There can be no great social gain without individual pain. Before the victory for brotherhood is won, some will have to get scarred up a bit. Before the victory is won, some more will be thrown into jail. Before the victory is won, some, like Medgar Evers, may have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children and their white brothers from an eternal psychological death, then nothing can be more redemptive. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names. But we must go on with a determination and with a faith that this problem can be solved.
Stand. It's more than a heart can stand, yes it is. Oh, my days were dark as night, but the sunshine of your love, baby, baby, brought light to me. I was lost, all hope was gone, but like a blessing from above, you gave new life to me. And now you say you're leaving, you say that you're taking my sunshine.
Yes, that's the great Marvin Gaye from The Master, 1961 to 1984, More Than a Heart Can Stand. I played Price of Freedom by MLK, You're All I Need to Get By by Marvin Gaye, Nonviolent Approach by MLK. Right now, we have More Marvin Gaye on the way. This is the Marvin Gaye segment, and this is a tune. It is called... Are you ready for it? How Can I Forget? WMFO in Medford.
Something else. They reveal to us that the Negro has a new sense of dignity and a new sense of self-respect. For years, I think we will all agree that probably the most damaging effect of segregation been what it has done to the soul of the segregated as well as the segregator. It has given the segregator a false sense of superiority, and it has left the segregated with a false sense of inferiority. So because of the legacy of slavery and segregation, many Negroes lost faith in themselves and many felt that they were inferior. But then something happened to the Negro. Circumstances made it possible and necessary for him to travel more. The coming of the automobile, the upheavals of two world wars, the Great Depression. And so his rural plantation background gradually gave way to urban industrial life. And even his economic life was rising through the growth of industry. The influence of organized labor expanded educational opportunities. And even his cultural life was rising through the steady decline of crippling illiteracy. And all of these forces conjoined to cause the Negro to take a new look at himself. Negro masses. Negro masses all over began to re-evaluate themselves. The Negro came to feel that he was somebody. His religion revealed to him. His religion revealed to him that God loves all of his children and that all men are made in his image, and that figuratively speaking, every man from a base black to a treble white is significant on God's keyboard. Negro could now unconsciously cry out with the eloquent poet, fleecy locks and black complexion cannot forfeit nature's claim. Skin may differ, but affection dwells in black and white the same. Were I so tall as to reach the pole, or to grasp the ocean at a span, I must be measured by my soul. The mind is the standard of the man.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam? Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh Lord, oh the fight. Oh the ramparts we watched were so gallant.
Marvin Gaye doing the national anthem. Classic stuff. This is WMFO in Medford. We heard the speeches, or some speeches, of MLK. We've heard all kinds of music, especially from Marvin Gaye. Timmy Terrell was in there too with him. And lovely stuff. At the end of the program, or I should say at about 3:50, the first hour, I'll do a rundown of all the tracks that I heard. I hope you enjoy them all. I'd love to hear from you. Call me at 855-915-9636, and I'll play anything that you want to hear. It's one more song by Marvin Gaye right now. I know you know this one. I hope you enjoy it, and call me, and I'll play more of what you want to hear. I've got Bob Marley coming up right after Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. sugar, since we got to be here, let's live. I love you.
place in our nation tell us something else. They tell us that the Negro and his allies in the white community now recognize the urgency of the moment. I know we have heard a lot of cries saying, slow up and cool off. We still hear these cries. They are telling us over and over again that you're pushing things too fast, and so they're saying cool off. Well, the only answer that we can give to that is that we've cooled off all too long, and that is the danger. And there's always the danger if you cool off too much that you will end up in a deep freeze. Well, they're saying you need to put on brakes. The only answer that we can give to that is that the motor's now cranked up and we're moving up the highway of freedom toward the city of equality. And we can't afford to stop now because our nation has a date with destiny. We must keep moving. Then that is another cry. They say, why don't you do it in a gradual manner? Well, gradualism is little more than escapism and do-nothingism, which ends up in standstillism. We know that our brothers and sisters in Africa and Asia are moving with jet-like speed toward the goal of political independence. And in some communities, we are still moving at horse and buggy pace toward the gaining of a hamburger and a cup of coffee at a lunch counter. So we must say now is the time to make real the promises of democracy.
Right.
Now is the time to transform this pending national elegy into a creative psalm of brotherhood. Now is the time to lift our nation. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of racial justice. Now is the time to get rid of segregation and discrimination. Now is the time. And so this social revolution taking place can be summarized in three little words. They are not big words. One does not need an extensive vocabulary to understand them. They are the words, all here now. We want all of our rights. We want them here and we want them now.
Words of Martin Luther King. That was from June 23rd, 1963. It's a record called The Great March to Freedom. Reverend Martin Luther King speaks. And the only thing I can add to that is what it says on the back of this record. It says, this album contains the words of a great man on a great occasion. A Superman. And right now, it's Stevie Wonder with Superwoman.
She needs to leave behind.
wish that you knew me too very well. And I think I can deal with everything going through your head very well. And I think I can think very well. Wish that you knew me too. Try to boss the bull around, but does she really think that she'll get by with a dream? A woman wants to be a superwoman, and I just had to say goodbye, because I can't spend all my hours starting to cry. But very well, the summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I say now you have changed, but tomorrow will reflect love's past. When the winter came, you were not around. Through the bitter winds, love could not be found. Where were you when I winter, my love? Need you, baby, need you, baby. Our love is at an end,
watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through, or rather across the Red Sea, through the wilderness on toward the Promised Land. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there. I would move on by Greece and take my mind to Mount Olympus. And I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes assemble around the Parthenon. And I would watch them around the Parthenon as they discussed the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there. I would go on even to the great heyday of the Roman Empire. And I would see developments around there through various emperors and leaders. But I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the day of the Renaissance and get a quick picture of all that the Renaissance did for the cultural and aesthetic life of man, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even go by the way that the man for whom I'm named had his habitat. And I would watch Martin Luther as he tacks his 95 theses on the door at the Church of Wittenberg, but I wouldn't stop there. I would come on up even to 1863 and watch a vacillating president by the name of Abraham Lincoln finally come to the conclusion that he had to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there.
That's Martin Luther King right there. We'll hear more from him right after I do the rundown and right after the 4 o'clock hour. This is WMFO in Medford. Here's Bob Marley.
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting. wasted waiting. Yes, I wait in the rain. I wait in the sun. Please relieve me from this pain. Oh, pains, just pains. I love you. Yes, I do. But tell me, do you really love me too?
It's 5 minutes before 4 o'clock, and it's time for the rundown. Okay, here are all the songs you heard from the 3 o'clock hour until just now. Started off the show with Marvin Gaye with I Heard It Through the Grapevine from every great Motown hit of Marvin Gaye. Then it was Marvin Gaye with What's Going On from the very best of. We heard Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech called Nonviolent Approach from the Great March to Freedom. Then it was Marvin Gaye again with You're All I Need to Get By with Tammy Terrell. Did you see that in Coda? Wasn't that the best when they sang that? That's from the very best of Marvin Gaye. Then there was another speech by Martin Luther King called The Price of Freedom. That's also from the Great March of Freedom. We heard Marvin Gaye with More Than a Heart Can Stand from The Master 1961 to 1984. From the box set, we heard Marvin Gaye with How Can I Forget? And then it was MLK with Sense of Dignity from the anthology 1958 to 1968. Marvin Gaye followed with The Star-Spangled Banner from The Master 1961 to 1984. Then we heard one more Marvin Gaye song, and yes, it was Let's Get It On from the very best of Marvin Gaye. Following Marvin Gaye, that whole segment was Bob Marley with Small Axe from Songs of Freedom, CD 1. Then it was a speech from Martin Luther King Jr. called Urgency of Moment from the Great March of Freedom. Stevie Wonder was in there with Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You from Original Musicarium 1. We heard another speech by Martin Luther King called I Won't Stop There from Free at Last. Then it was that great early Bob Marley tune called I'm Still Waiting from the Songs of Freedom, CD 1. And in the background, and he should never be in the background, is John Coltrane with Stardust. Thank you. Okay. It's 1 minute before the big hour of 4 o'clock. In the background, fading away, is Stardust by John Coltrane. I'll be playing a lot of different tunes. It's MLK Day, and you are listening to WMFO